Welcome to the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. A 2013 CPO Records release from the ensemble Weser Renaissance Bremen is the third in a four-part series that explores the music of the Renaissance from the area around the river Weser in central Germany. The first recording in this series focused on the musical center at Wolfenbüttel with music of Michael Pretorius. The second contained madrigals and instrumental works by Johann Grabe from the Bracke and Lemgo regions, and an upcoming volume, still in preparation, will focus on the musical activities at Kassel. This present disc, however, Volume 3, travels to Bückeburg with music composed by William Brady and Thomas Simpson. Both Brady and Simpson originally hailed from England, but left for the continent, serving at some point in their careers near Bückeburg, at the court of Count Ernst III. Brady and Simpson brought with them the styles and traditions of 17th century instrumental English music from their homeland, and their influence on German ensemble music can't be understated. Nearly all of Simpson's surviving music comes from three publications that came out between 1610 and 1621. Here's a taste of one of his pieces in five parts, the Pavan Sacheville's Dolorosi and Goliard, from the early 1610 publication Opusculum Neuer Pavanen. The piece was likely composed as an elegy for Thomas Sacheville, Earl of Dorset, who died in 1608. Around the same time as Simpson, William Brady also began publishing five-part Pavan and Goliard collections in the English manner. Soon, however, he began experimenting with suite-like sequences of dances and also canzonas in the Italian style. One of his late collections from 1621 furthermore centers on functional dance music that imitates the English masque or the French ballet du cour. Here's Brady's Allemande and Quaranta from that late collection, which he advertised as being suitable for performance by various types of instruments. Besides his five- and sometimes six-part ensemble music, Brady is also credited with what is conceivably the earliest solo violin piece composed by an Englishman. Found in the Uppsala manuscript, the piece titled Chorale is a virtuosic set of divisions on a ground and is forward-thinking for its time. Thank you. If you'd like to know more about the recording featured today, head on over to our website, harmoniaearlymusic.org. While you're there, have a look around at our archive of blogs, podcasts, and shows, and don't forget to check out our online shop, where a portion of your purchase will benefit Harmonia. This has been the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Thanks for listening.